So I want to welcome everybody to our 10th community call for Kasim Burton. And the intention of this call is to organize inspired action to getting medical treatment for 15-year-old Kasim Burton, Peter Burton's son, and creating a foundation for others who are in need of medical treatment and medical transport in the area of Dominica, and to continue to raise global awareness for this current situation. And my name is Michael Brown, and I'm here with Peter Burton, which is Kasim Burton's son. And let me go over this call to give you guys a feel for what we're going to cover in this call. We're going to talk about how you can help. We're going to talk about, we're going to go over the prayer. We're going to do a check-in with the people who are on the call. Then we're going to talk about, Peter's going to give an update. And then we're going to talk about what we got done, and then we're going to talk about what's next, and then we're going to do a checkout. So I want to start out by saying different ways that you can help. So, you know, we have a website. We haven't done a call in a few weeks now, and we needed to have another call to get back on top of this, so we're doing this. And the website that we have is www.help4k.com. That's help, the number 4 and the letter K, .com. And the different ways that you can help contribute to this is you can either go to the website there and you can donate. Any amount is welcome there. You can donate $1. We have a thing called the Power of Five there where you donate $5 and share it with 5 friends. The other thing you can do is you can, there's a flyer there on the blog, so you can, on the right-hand side of the website, you can see a little flyer. If you click on that flyer, you can print that flyer out and post it in your neighborhood. That's one way you can help. If you're not able to donate money, just print out that flyer and post it up. It's a big deal. It helps us to continue to spread the global awareness about medical transport. The other way is you can share. You can just share this. You know, just share the link, www.help4k.com. You can share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter, through email. Just tell your friends about it. Share it, because, you know, part of our intention is to spread global awareness about this situation. And the other thing you can do is you can donate frequent flyer miles. We're still working on getting frequent flyer miles to get Peter's son, to get Kasim to the United States to get him treatment, get further treatment for Guillain-Barré. And just let me brief you real quick. I don't think I said this, but Kasim Burton, he had been working with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an illness that causes paralysis, and this happened like three or four months ago, I believe. And a good friend of mine, Peter, who's on the phone there, we came together to create this website and start a movement. Basically, you know, we were kind of shocked because we realized we had to raise $8,000 to get his son medically transported. You know, we couldn't even believe it. We didn't understand that, because it's not like this. You got to understand, this is in the island of Dominica, and it's somewhat like a third world country, so they don't have the medical facilities and the care there like they do in the United States. See, most of the time in the United States, if something happens, we just get medical transport. They just move you. And then they bill you or whatever later. But in countries like that, you have to come up with cash, or you have to have some kind of insurance in order for any kind of transport to take place like that. So that's really what we're building the foundation around. We're building, you know, we're creating a foundation for others, not just for Kasim. You know, we're still working on Kasim, but we're creating this foundation as well. And then the other thing you could do is you can also, that's pretty much what the story is, and then also you can join our team just by going to the website and contacting us and letting us know other ways or other ideas that you have or other ways you can contribute. We really appreciate anything that you can offer. You know, you can offer your, you can come on these weekly calls, contribute your listening, and there's many ways you can contribute. So those are different ways you can help. The next part we're going to go into is we like to do a prayer. So we're going to go into a prayer, and Peter usually does the prayer. So, Peter, you want to take over and go ahead and do that prayer?
Go ahead, Mike. You go ahead and pray.
Okay. So, So I just want to call forth spirit, God, universe, the universal mind, the creator of all things into this call and into all of your listening, to everyone who's listening, that is here with us, and that the energy of spirit works through us and works through all of you who are listening, and through Kasim in his healing process, that he be healed, and that spirit also works even beyond Kasim, but that all the other people that we're working on touching and impacting that are in the region of Dominica, who are right now, there's people there right now that we don't know, we don't have the names of those people that are there and they're waiting for medical transport. They need it. They may need to be moved off that island. There's human beings that were there that passed away waiting for that. And we know this. We know this as human beings on the planet Earth, and we know that Spirit knows this, that we have access to all that we need to make this happen. There's more than enough on this planet Earth. There's plenty for all of us to go around to get things like this handled. And it can be handled very swiftly and very quickly. And we know that collectively that we can do this as a community, not just me and Peter, or not just me and Peter and another person, but me, Peter, and all of you contributing together. We can move mountains, people. We can literally do that. And it's all available for us. It's all here. It's all happening now. So we are moving in that direction, and we are a force for that, and we are a stand for that. And we are going to do what we can do individually, and we're going to do what we can do collectively to make this happen and occur in the world. And we let it be that, so be it, and so it is. Amen.
Amen.
So now we're going to go ahead and do a check-in, where we'll go around and we'll check in with people who are present on the call. And I'll start out with that. My name is Mike Brown. I'm a life coach, and I'm also Peter's very good friend. We've been friends now for, I don't know, over 15 years, and and you know, I'm here for Peter as a friend, and I'm also not just taking a stand for Peter and his son, but taking a stand for other children that are in that region as well. And so that's who I am, and my intention on this call is to be the source of creating miracles, you know, for creating a miracle in Kasim's life and creating miracles for children all around the world who need medical treatment, you know. And so that's who I am, and that's what my intention is, and that's why I'm here. And with that, I'm in.
Yeah, my name is Peter Burton, same dad, and it's been a long few months, my intention right now is to really get everything to the point where we're going to get them here in the U.S. Really soon. So, and I, like we said, not only him, this is bigger than him, but it started with him, but it's going to be much, much, much bigger than that. So, and we know that, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and we're just going to keep moving forward in that. Thank you so much for that check-in, Peter. And so now we're going to move on to where Peter's going to give an update. So we know it's been a few weeks, probably been about 3 weeks since we did our last call. So we're going to have Peter. Peter's the one who's the most connected since he's his son. And he's going to give us an update, tell us what the status of Kasim is, where he's at now, and what's been going on. So you want to go ahead and give us a current, bring us current, Peter, so you can like let us know what's really happening now.
Kasim, he's been pretty, very optimistic. After going to Martinique, and got his test results and everything. He went back to Dominica. He's in Dominica right now. And he left the hospital about a week and a half ago. So he's home with his mom. His mom kind of take care of him. He's still paralyzed, unable to walk. And but he's in good spirits. He is at home. Because if you look where he came from in the beginning, when he first this happened, he was in intensive care for like on a respirator for several weeks, then stayed in intensive care for several more weeks, and then stayed in the hospital for several more weeks, and now he's home. So right now the process is just waiting for the, we have a hospital in St. Louis, Rankin Jordan, who's agreed to sponsor him and get him in the U.S. I would love for it to be done before the holidays, but, you know, only God knows about it. I don't know. So we're just trying to wait for the result to see how soon can they get him here in the U.S. and started treating him in the U.S. So that's overall the status.
Okay. And so just to ask you a quick question about the update, too, because one of the things we want to just clarify, you know, if this is one of the first calls you listen to, is that at one point Kasim's medical status was such that he needed medical transport. And just to distinguish that for you, medical transport is like where he was going to have to, you know, be on an IV, and he was going to have a medical treatment team in order to transport him, which is why we needed to raise so much money, because that's just an expensive transport. And then at some point, as he progressed along, that his status, you know, upgraded, or it got to a place where he didn't need medical transport anymore. So he's not in a state where he needs medical transport. He still needs treatment, though, so we can still get him on an airplane with his mom where he can fly that way. And that's still the way it is now, right, Peter? Hello? Peter. Hello?
Yeah, Mike. For some reason I got caught. I don't know what happened. That's the situation. He can fly, but he don't need medically to be transported anymore. He can fly a regular commercial with someone assisting him, his mom or somebody.
Yeah. And I just want to be clear about that with everybody on the call to let them know. So we're basically working on raising, for Kasim, we're working on raising the money now to just get him the cost of two airline flights for him and his mom, and also for him and his mom to be able to stay in St. Louis for probably, I'm not exactly sure how long the treatment is, Peter. Is it like 3 or 4 months long? Like the treatment's long, isn't it? Like the treatment period, do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's it so far. That's it. So we're just working on getting that. And once he's up here, so his mom at least, any money that he raised right now will be going towards, let's say, helping his mom wherever she's going to be staying in St. Louis. You know.
Right. We got the airline tickets covered for the most part. We got that part done. So
yeah, there's a company in Atlanta who's gonna provide the airline fees and everything. So that's taken care
of. Right. And just to let everybody out there know, it's still our goal. Our goal is still to raise $75,000. So the $75,000 is for the foundation. For the other people, you know, we might use a portion of that or wherever, you know, we're gonna be strict on how we use that money. So we're not just gonna just spend it all up. We're gonna use whatever we need to do, use on with Kasim, and then the rest, which is probably gonna be the vast majority of it, we're gonna use to establish the foundation for a nonprofit, so that money is available for others who are in, you know, in need of medical transport in that region, because that's gonna happen again, and somebody's gonna need it, and we just want to have that there for those people, so they don't have to go through what we're going through with Kasim, whether like it's been 2-3 months, and we want that foundation in place for when a situation like this happens again, somebody's not going to have to wait around, and they're not going to have to do all this work. That money's going to be available there, and we're going to be able to provide medical transport for at least, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 people with that amount of money. And you know, with our intention of keeping that foundation, you know, stockpiled so that that's always there. So that's our ultimate goal and intention, to just have that kind of resource available for people who, you know, if they don't get moved, they're going to die. So that's that.
One more thing is that we got to realize. Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Trace?
Good. How are you?
So, ladies and gentlemen, we just have the amazing, lovely, and beautiful Tracy Cameron join us. And Tracy, do you want? We're kind of like midway in the call, but if you want, can you go ahead and just check in really quick with your name and your intention for the call?
So my name is Tracy Cameron, and my intention for the call is to be a support to Peter and his family in whatever way I can.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. And so Peter was just, go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, I was saying, too, that apart from that, we want to also make this website become a point of information. What I'm going to definitely do is link up with several companies who does major charity and have them be on link, have their links to on our website, such as Mercy Flight, Angel Flight, just different companies that can assist people in different ways. So it doesn't have to be only in Dominica, but if anyone goes to the website and they're looking for any kind of help, they can find different companies that may be able to assist them through our website. That's a good source of information also.
Correct. That's correct. I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that. I know I wrote that down before, but basically what we're going to do is we're going to make a resource page for everybody. And what we're doing is we're documenting this. So there's some background music for one of you guys. One of you guys got music in the background?
Might be Tracy.
Oh, Tracy, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm actually... Okay, let me walk out of here. Go ahead.
Too long, Tracy.
Yeah, so...
Huh?
So now that Tracy left... So now that Tracy left the club, we can be...
I'm at the mall.
we can be more present.
Okay, so... This is not a soul train of...
So yeah, basically we're going to create a resource page so that we also want the website to be a resource. That's what Peter's talking about, where, you know, we're recording this and we have podcasts, and we're going to create another page that's a resource page, and then people can go there and they don't have to look all over the place. Like we've been looking everywhere, you know, we're finding all this stuff. So there's another people in situations where they're looking for medical transport, even things about Guillain Barre, then we're going to make the website a resource as well. Thanks for mentioning that, Peter. And Peter just went over the update for Tassine, Tracy. I'll just kind of say that real briefly what it is again, since you just came on the call. But it's in a nutshell, it's pretty much Tassine. We're waiting for him to get, like, he's. The hospital in St. Louis said that he could be there, and there's paperwork that's being done, and so it seems like we're waiting on this paperwork being completed, and Kasim's status is still such that he can just, you know, travel on a regular airline, so the status is not...
So the paperwork done by the hospital?
Yeah, there's paperwork that's being done with the hospital, So like it seems like we need something to move that along. I know Peter has been doing stuff and he's emailing and contacting and sending stuff back and forth, but it seems like, you know, it's like red tape. Paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know all about that, Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that seems like that's not moving like in the past 3 weeks. Is that right, Peter? It's kind of just been...
I got an email from the hospital, from the doctor in the hospital, confirming they're going to take the CNK. But right now it's just all the paperwork that goes. They're going to all the process and the little knick-knack red tape, basically, whatever it is. So, but they have confirmed that they're going to take on Kasim Case and for sure. Just waiting for the get up all the whatever the hurdle is.
Yeah, and then another thing to let you know real quick, Trace, is that we found another place that will actually pay for the airline ticket, and so we have that.
Oh, good.
We found a place, and all we got to do is, like, pretty much, like, when we're ready to get the, he's ready to go, we just let him know, and then he'll get us the ticket. So we got that covered. So the one thing we're working to focus on for is like, Kasim's mom, like, for a place to stay for her, and I don't know how long that's going to be. I guess that could be 3 or 4 months, because I think that the treatment's a pretty extended treatment, and that would be in St. Louis. I know one of you were looking at, like, was Ronald McDonald House and things like that. So that's one of the things we're working on for him. And then we're also working on, this is kind of, we want to do this at the same time. We haven't made any improvements on this, but you know, we were talking about establishing the nonprofit. Our ultimate goal is to raise $75,000 for a nonprofit for other people who are going to be in the same situation. Because, you know, the whole point of it is, you know, if the foundation is in place, that's why we're establishing this foundation, well, then we wouldn't have to have waited this long. Like, he would have already been moved, and that would have been done. So when we have this foundation in place, it's just going to be for others when they're in that situation. It's like, boom, the money's there, bang, move them, and they go wherever they need to go and get the treatment right away. And then we want to keep that at seven. You know, we want to keep it at $75,000 at least. So it's just sitting there waiting for people who are going to be in that situation again. So that's
okay.
We just kind of updated you on that. So the next thing we'll talk about here is pretty much what we got done in the past 3 weeks. If there's anything, any movement that we made individually or anything that we got done or we did, and it's fine. If you didn't do anything, that's okay too. This is not, we just want to check in to see where we're at. And I'll start that out and by saying, you know, what I got done in the past 3 weeks. Really, I have not done much in the past 3 weeks, to be honest. I think I posted the last blog post, and I made some phone calls, and the calls were to basically to you, Tracy, and to Linda. I checked in with Linda, and I called Peter just to organize the call. So that's pretty much what I've done in the past 3 weeks. You guys want to check in with anything, maybe new information or anything you've done or...
I have been calling and emailing back and forth to the hospital and Rhonda just to kind of make sure this get done. And that's been more work, you know, and it's been really, you gotta stay on it, you know what I'm saying? They'll constantly stay on it, they're constantly calling and emailing, you know, texting Rhonda. So basically, just making sure that all that's done and we got some kind of, well, you know what I'm saying?
Did you get a chance to invite Rhonda to the call, Peter?
No, I wasn't able to get her. I did call her, but I wasn't able to get her. So,
okay, that's cool.
I did call and sent her a text, but I haven't heard back from her. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Fine.
So my whole thing was really trying just to kind of get this thing moving to have some kind of answer, you know, which I did. So I have to do a lot of call and email and text. I almost feel like I'm bugging Rhonda, but just wanted to know, you know, yes or no, are they going to do it? Yes, or are they going to do it? No, so I can know where I stand, you know.
So, yeah, I got that.
And the worst case scenario, like I said, we have, you know, someone can pay the tickets, so I can definitely, you know, we already started a process working on this visa. So, once we get the visa, we can get him up here. So, like, I could just have him come straight to Charleston, you know, and then from there, look around for a hospital or something. So, that's the worst case scenario. I did start a process of working on his visa. It's a medical visa, so I'm getting all, his mom's getting all the paperwork together to start that process. For his visa.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear.
Okay, I was trying to make sure my phone was on mute.
Okay. Yeah, so I did start the process for his medical visa to get his visa approved, so that way, once it's a go, there's not much waiting to do than just, you know what I mean, hit the road, Jack, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to check his trade? I also got his Christmas gift. He wanted a bicycle and a basketball for Christmas. So.
Oh, that's
awesome, man. That's awesome.
I got him his bicycle and his basketball.
Oh, man. That's beautiful, Peter.
Hopefully, he'll be up here with it. Let's see.
Yeah. And did you get me my Nintendo 64? Did you give me my Nintendo 64 that I asked for?
You still make those things? I'm trying to make those things more, Mike. I mean, you know, antique. That's like that's what it should be, antique, you know.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
is this S3 on the phone?
Yeah, it's S3. It's S3.
Okay.
Did you want to check in, Trace? Was there anything?
Yeah, I haven't done anything.
Okay, that's cool. So let's go ahead and move on to the next thing, which is, you know, what we need to do next. You know, we kind of got the information laid out there, and we see these different things. And what?
Well, actually, I did do something. I got one of my comedy coach, she's agreed to have the fundraiser on his night that he puts on at the Comedy Store. So that's going to be in January. We're just working on the date for that.
Cool. That's awesome. Can you just give us a little background on that, what that's going to look like, so we can kind of just a little sneak peek in it, like what the fundraiser is going to look like?
I haven't even thought about it.
Well, I mean, just at the top of your head, you know, like with your ideas, just you know. You know, what you shared with me.
What did I share with you?
You just told me, like, you're going to do a fundraiser, and it's going to be based on this, and...
I don't remember what I said, but what I plan to do it's going to be a night of comedy, and it's going to be a benefit for Kasim, and the night is called Laugh Your Ass Off for Kasim. And we hope we're going to have different comedians, and I'll be one of them. And so now I'm just getting I'm writing the proposal to give to my coach, because he has to give it to the manager of the club to agree to do the, based on if I can bring 50 people, that they'll be willing to donate half of the money raised that night to Kasim.
Cool. That's cool. That's it right there. That's awesome. Thank you for that, Trace. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a big deal. And so that's going to happen in January. We don't have the date, but it's going to be in January sometime.
Yeah, I told him I was looking for the date I wanted was the weekend of that Sunday before Martin Luther King holiday.
Yeah.
Because he does Sunday shows. I'm thinking more people will be able to come out knowing they don't have to go to work on Monday.
Yeah,
I got that. That sounds good. And you're going to be in that show, too, right? You're going to actually be performing in that show, right, Trey?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I will be performing.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, Tracy is an up-and-coming movie star and comedian. We have to hold her back on the phone. You know, we have to restrain her self-expression of comedianship. You know, if she gets on a roll... then it becomes something else, you know. But we lack a little bit of humor. We want this call to be a little fun, and Tracy always brings fun to the call. But sometimes she misbehaves a little bit, and we have to spank her.
Well, the booth, then she
we're willing to do that.
Cool. I know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Hey, you guys, I'm hearing background in one of your Are you still in like a building or something, Trace? Was that you? Or
yeah, that's me. Let me put it on mute so I can hear you guys and you don't hear the background. Hold on.
We want to hear you too. Can you get somewhere where we can just... Okay. You there, Trey?
Okay. Yeah, one of these now.
Okay. So that we'll just ask her to come on. She probably can hear us right now. But Trace, if you can just get somewhere where I don't know if you're able to get in your car for a minute or two, because we're almost at the end here, so we've probably got about another 5 or 10 minutes, and not even that. So, but what we want to look at is what we need to do next. And so, one of the things I have down to do next, well, we already covered that pretty much, but, you know, we're going to, what I'm going to do next is we're going to create a resource page for the website, like Peter was, I'm glad you mentioned that, where we just list the resources so that if somebody else is going through this journey, they'll be able to use this as a resource page, and it'll make it easier for them to find all the resources that we had to go and, you know, search all over the place to find. So that's one of the things that we're going to do next. The other thing that's coming up for me, obviously, we're still wanting to create a nonprofit. We don't have nonprofit status. This is one of the things that by the way, I wanted to check in for Linda, because I talked to Linda, and Linda said that she couldn't be on this call because she's doing another fundraiser, actually. She wasn't able to be here, but she said that whatever she wants us to do, we just tell her to do it, and she said she'll do it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I think one of the things that Linda could help us with, like we should be talking about this before, is going back to filing for the nonprofit. She had a friend who could help us with that process, because I don't know anything about it. I know you don't know anything about it, Peter. I don't think you do. But we can start getting that process done so we can establish the foundation. The other thing, what else is next to get done? You have anything, Peter? Like, what are our next steps that we need to focus on?
That's the main step. My focus right now is really finding somewhere for Sam to stay in St. Louis. My brother lives there, but he lives kind of far from the hospital, so he says not. He's also looking for stuff up there.
Okay. And where are we at with the visas? Okay, where are we at with the visa, Peter? Do we need to still...
Right now, we just... she's getting all the medical information together, all the medical paperwork together, so we can file for a visa, so...
And that's being done where?
In Dominica, okay.
But
she's going to get the paperwork in Dominica, but the filing stuff is going to be done in Barbados.
Who's doing that? The mother?
His mom is getting the paperwork, all the medical information she has, so we can send it to Barbados to file for his visa, your medical visa.
Okay, so that's happening, that's getting done.
Yeah, the process is starting as we speak.
Okay, and so then once that's done, are we going to move forward with just bringing him here, bringing him to Charleston, or just getting him here?
I don't want to really go through that right now, Mike, but I know we're just kind of waiting for the main thing we're waiting for is to hear from the hospital right now, so we're kind of going to go with that. Once we hear that most of the stuff is going to be ready. By then, by the time they say yes or no, most of the paperwork should be ready, and we should know what we're going to do from there.
Okay, that sounds cool. So when you say yes or no to...
Well, the hospital, I got to confirm it's a yes. They're going to definitely take care of him. But how long it's going to take, I don't really know. So I'm just kind of waiting to hear back from them. I should say maybe, if not before the holidays, it definitely should be right after the holidays. So. But they have confirmed in an email that it's good to go. The money's not an issue. They're definitely going to take care of him regardless. So.
Okay, cool.
I'm just trying to kind of preparing the visa process, so it won't be the next
long wait to get a visa and all that stuff. So by the time they say yes, I'll be ready to rock and roll.
Oh, so Peter, is there any support, is there any way that we can support me, Tracy, or Linda? Is there anything that you want us to do or that we can do to help move this forward, like people to contact? I understand we got to wait for certain things, but there's usually always something we can do that we don't have to wait for. So we're not just
I wouldn't know exactly what I could be, Mike. But, I know my thing, the main thing right now is to really start working on the space to stay up and up there. That's what I would do. I really find a way. If we could find it, the best thing we can do right now is work on somewhere for him to stay.
Okay. St. Louis.
The best. Yeah. If you look up Rankin Jordan Hospital, it's outside of St. Louis, so it's not really in St. Louis. It's like the outside of St. Louis.
Okay. One of us can work on that, and I know Tracy was working on that before. Is that something you want to work on, Tracy?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. And what else, Peter? What else can we do? Well, I guess there's a fundraiser as well. Is there any other way that we can support you in the upcoming fundraiser, Trace? Is there something that I can do or something Peter can do or Linda can do that we can help you to move that fundraiser?
Well, what you can do, Mike, you can contact the foundation and have them send some brochures so I can have something to pass out.
Okay, the foundation? When you say the foundation?
Yeah, the GBS Foundation.
Oh, the GBS Foundation, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then another thing you can do, once I get close to knowing when, I want to make a flyer.
Okay. Yeah.
About the comedy show, but once I get a date, that probably won't happen until another few weeks. Then we can work on a flyer.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want me to I can do a flyer for you. Sure. I can give you that flyer so you can post it on Facebook as well. You can blast it out
mm-hmm.
that way.
Yeah.
We can create an event on Facebook. I want to share mm-hmm. something with you about getting the date, because this is really helpful, Trace. The sooner you can get the date nailed down, then we can create everything around that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We could create the flyer and we could start promoting it now.
Sure.
So if you can get the date nailed down and all that. We'll
okay. Yeah, I'll work on that.
Okay. Yeah. Just let me know when you got that, and then I'll do that. I'll work on a flyer, and then we'll mm-hmm. post the event on Facebook and send it out to everybody.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Okay. Cool. Anything else that we need to get done, guys? With it next week. Is there something we can give Linda to do?
One thing you can do too, Mike, is do a written post in the blog on update and everything. That would be good too, you know.
Okay, is that something you can do, man?
Huh?
Is that something that you can do?
Not really.
Okay, you don't have access to the blog?
I don't have any of that access right now. Where I'm at is really not.
Okay, I'm gonna post this. I'm gonna post this recording to the blog. So what? This will be like the update.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I know the recording is fine. What I'm saying, if you put a written update, it's also everyone will have a time to listen to the recording. So if you put a written update, it just helps people to kind of visually see what's going on in a nutshell. You know what I'm saying, though?
Okay. All right, I'll do that. I'll put a written update on it. And is there anything else that we need done that we can give to Linda? Linda said she could do whatever we need her to do. Any kind of research that we need done or?
I would think the best thing would be to find somewhere to stay up there and look up one of McDonald's that area or something.
Yeah, I think Tracy said she was going to do that. So maybe Tracy and Linda can do that together. Or no, that'd probably be better if them do it. And then, Well, I know one of the things, Linda was talking about having another fundraiser, actually, so maybe she's going to host another fundraiser.
Or, cause I know Sean is also putting together one here in Charleston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sean's a comedian, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's doing...
Now, is there a way we can put Sean in contact with Tracy so they can kind of share ideas with each other since they're doing something the same?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to give Tracy Sean's number? Or?
Yeah, you got a pen, Tracy?
Say what now?
Sean Mack. Sean's going to be doing a comedy show too, so we were thinking you guys could get together and share ideas on how you're doing your show.
Yeah, he can come if you want any ideas.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that, Tracy.
Okay, right. Thanks.
So you're just going to give Sean, you got Tracy's number, right?
Yeah.
Here? Okay, cool. Alright, so I think that's pretty much it, unless you guys have, is there anything else that we need to cover or talk about?
Okay.
No, that's it.
Okay.
For me.
So, okay. Is that it for you, Peter?
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and
all right.
Check out real quick. Well, hold on now. Don't get yourself all worked up now. So we'll go ahead and do the checkout real quick. We'll check out real quick to say what your name is and one thing that you're going to do and check out. So I'll start that. So I'm Mike Brown, and what my intention or what I'm going to do is I am going to look into getting those... I'm going to do a written update, and I'm going to post on the blog. I'm going to post this on the blog, and then when you give me the date, Tracy, then I'll make the flyer for the comedy show. So with that, I'm out.
And you order the pamphlet. They give them to you free. Yeah.
Okay.
For me, I'll be working on housing. I'd get Linda to help me if I need any assistance with that, trying to find housing near St. Louis, and continuing to finalize the date on the comedy show.
Yeah, I'm gonna focus and keep emailing and calling to get a concrete answer on St. Louis. At the same time, continue working on his visa. Get his visa.
Okay. Sounds good. So I want to thank everybody for coming on the call. And again, visit our website. And our website is www.helpfork.com. That's help, the number four, the letter K.com, where you can find out, you can follow the entire story of Cassine there and what we're up to. So thank you again. And thank you guys for being on the call.
All right.
And
thank you.
I look forward to seeing you guys on the next call.
Okay, bye.
Take care, bye. Bye.